what is preferred? Should first be given the Hetera to be raised the issue of each day, or to be Mikdash Shabbat? No, say Nisho, Nisho, Nisho. So there is a Tshuva in the Nibihude, in Tshuva Aleph, the Tshuva Aleph in Ebenezer, Madure Kami of the Nibihude, Shai Aleph. So it is addressed to his Mechut, Hagoyen and Faibish, Dil Yoyim. Now, so Faibish mentioned, they're discussing a certain Bishmuel and the Shmus Yaakov Sasoge and the Bishmuel, but in connection with that Bishmuel and the Shmus Yaakov Hasoge, so the Mechutin of the Nebihute, he assumed on the basis of a Shalzi Chumis Marampadve, Rameya Padve. So, but Rameya Padve has reference to the Veres Adas. So suppose if the woman is the Veres Adas, So the Maran Padre says that in connection with a woman who is in Veres Adas and she doesn't want to be divorced, so then Besdin should tell him to be Migabesh Abal Koch rather than give him a heter to Bineise Isho Alishti, to Bineise Isho Alishti. And then the Maran Padre mentions the Maran Padre mentions the Nimuki Yitzir in Yivomis. The Tshuva Yivimu in Maran Padre. So the Nimuki Yitzir, the Psalmachel in Yivomis, says that there is a difference between the Chirim Rabbi Gershon Shalom Yisro Yishra Mishtei and the Chirim Rabbi Gershon Shalom Yisro Yishra Mishtei. In respect to the Chirim Rabbi Gershon, Shalom Yisro Yishra Mishtei, so even if there is a good cause as to why he should be allowed to marry another woman, so then he requires from the Gershon of Misachi that he has to have a Hetero Rabbi. Mashiachim, in respect to the Chirim Rabbi Gershon, so wherever there is a reason as to why he should be allowed to be Galisher, so he doesn't even require a Hetamirah. In other words, the Hetamirah of the Gershon applied only in respect to Nisa Shinoshi, but not in respect to Galisher Shabbat Kohen. So the Nikiyasev says, where she is in the Veres Adas, so then he can be Garish Abal Kocho even if she doesn't want, and she doesn't require, it's not necessary that he should get a Heta Mirabam. In other words, the Halacha of Heta Mirabamim, he is only Shaykh Ligabei Shinosh, but not Ligabei Ligashimokoch. So all that the Yisef says is that there is a difference between the Chirem Misa Cheres and the Chirem Ligashimokoch. That the Chirem Ligashimokoch, there is no Hetero Rabbanim, only in regard to the Chirem of Misa Cheres. So the Mele, Rebbeya Padve, passes that if a woman is in the Veres Adas, so it implies the shite of the Mugiyitzer. So then, if she does a das, so then basically tells him to be Migash Bal Kocho, rather than to give him a heter to be this or Nisho Alish. So the Mechutin of the Mugiyute מחוץ לדיניות, he applies it to every other case where there is a mitzvah. Let's say, show you chon, v'lo yoldo. So the Gemara says that he's migarishah. So the question is, now that there is a chilul of migarishah, what should he do? So he says, so he should be migarishah bal kocho, rather than give him a heter to liso yishavish. That's the psak of the mechut. And he says, no, that in such a case, he is not chilek on the psak of the Maram Padre. But, because the Maram Padre is referenced to the Beres Adas, Mashaiki, here we are dealing with a woman where she showed you chani the Loyoto. So in such a case, the Nehuta passes that we should give him a heter to be Nesir Isha Rishtei, but that he is not allowed to be Midar Shatokot. Why? So he says as follows. V'amu boi kei omdi. Now listen, the question is, what is Mocho? There are two chomim. There is the chirem, two chomim by Rav Nigash. One chirem is the chirem shalom Nesir Isha Rishtei. And the other chirem is not Midar Shatokot. So the mechut no the mihude holds, and that this is the shita of the Sagdei also, that the chirem of Niso Yishar Yishtim is mochomot than the chirem than the Yisab Nigash Bokomcho. But the mihude says no, that the chirem of Nigash Yishar Bokomcho is much mochomot than the chirem Niso Yishar Yishtim. Why? V'ani lo ikenon. Die Bernes ist ein Homo, der ist ein Balkon, Homo und ist ein Herz. Wie auch alle, die Kinder schon und ist ein Herz, Kopa Haguyen, wo es war, Haguyen, die Minister, aber nicht erst. Als sind die Leute Chamisch, die Kinder schon und gar nicht Balkon, Homo und nur Zino, wie schon Gott eben schon Kopa bei Zman. Wie andere haben wir, wo nicht sie, wenn sie in Schule mit Fuhre, schon nur die Kopa bei Zman. So that's one Reihe, that this is noch Homo. First of all, that is not a raya altogether. Who says that the chirem shalom is a mishon? Alishtei, so has his man up to the Elef Hashishi. But after the Elef Hashishi, Rabbi Gershon was not Geza. Rabbi Gershon Geza. So who says that? That's the Chumash Rashi. The Marik mentions it in the name of the Rashi, the Marik. So, that's the Rashi. But the Yamsha Shoemei, in Pirei 4 of Yvomis, Simon Hay, he is Chelka the Rashbo. And he says, Meiru Mishamanu Toro Kaze, where did the Rashbo get it? He says, all the Rishayim are the Lutenberg and Rav Netaram, and they mention it time again. The Chelka the Rashbo, that Joey Miso Shnei Roshi, and no one of the Rishayim mentions that there was a time limit set to that Chelka. So it is massive. And then, Even according to the Rashi, so that Rabbi Gershon himself made the time limit only up to Elef Hashishi, but they all say that Rabbi Tam, he was really sacked the chirim at the Tachkom of Rabbi Gershon. And Rabbi Tam, so he certainly did not put the time limit. Even if we assume, like the Rashi, that Rabbi Gershon himself put the time limit, but Rabbi Tam in his takones, he reaffirmed the takone of Rabbi Gershon. So as far as the takone of Rabbi Tam is concerned, so it certainly continues even in the Elef Hashishi. So and then assuming that there is at Elef Achami only at Elef Hashish. So in other words, so this is the raya of the Yehuda is, so the Mele, even if we say that the Rabbi Gershon himself imposed the chiyah only to our machine, and in respect to showing the guys about Kokoi, didn't impose any time limit. So the melee, definitely, so certainly, the chayyim, the yisrael, the guys about Kokoi is more common now, because after all, the Yehuda was already in the other Hashish. So that is his eye. Then he says something else. But the Mechutin of the name Yehuda mentioned Ma'am Yuhadve. So he says, Abol Kavonas, Harav Yomeya Kavre Rani is Daiti, who Mishun, the Iberesal Das. The whole man, she Iberesal Das, he needs only Gaush. Because even though, only if she was Mamish in Zana, then he is also to live with her. But if she is the Beres of Das, she is a Putze, but she was not Mizan, then she is not a Sorkin. But there is a mitzvah in being the Gash. So in the middle of the Maravi Padre is reference to the Beres of Das. So the Gehra she did in the morning is a mitzvah. So then in such a case, so if, let's say, she doesn't want to be divorced, So we tell him to be Migash of Al-Kohol, rather than to give him a heter, or to be Nase Isha, which Abu Devada in Chosro Mute, Vine Gesachakim Mikashas, should be for the Kai, Vay should be for the Gash, or Kim Muhammad in Bachem is Nikot as well. So he says, the Marami Padve applies it only to the case of the Beres Adas, because on the Beres Adas, there is a mitzvah in the Yerushalim, even though she's not a son, but there is still a mitzvah. So Mele and all the Poskim say that if a woman was not Mizan, but she is the Beres Adas, so there is only a mitzvah to be Migalish if she doesn't be Jew. If she was Mizan, then it's a Chayach Jume, so she's a Surani. Even if she becomes a Baal Jume, so she's a Surati. But if she was not Mizan, she is just the Beres Adas. So she is named Maisa Princess. So then there is a mitzvah in the Gerashim. But if she was Shchume, then there is no mitzvah in being Migarish. Then it's like being Migarish in the other woman. Just because in the past she was named Maisa Princess, so it doesn't give him any license to be Migarish. So she has the same status as any other woman if she was Shchume. So the Mele, he says, here we cannot tell him that he should be Nase Isha Alishti. Because suppose he will be Nase Isha Alishti. Right now, she's the Beres Adas. She doesn't be Jew. But maybe a year later, she'll be Jew. So then, if a year later, she'll be Jew, so then, the question arises, why should he live with his second wife? The first wife is already about a shooting. And there is no mitzvah of divorcing and Beres Adas with the children. So the male, we cannot tell him, we cannot, Bezin cannot give him a heter. Bezin cannot give him a heter to marry another woman. Because if he marries another woman, and if we have been sure, then the first one, will never be chume, so then we would give him a heter to marry another woman, rather than giving him a heter to be Migarish Bar Koch. But it's very likely that she'll be chume, and if she'll be chume, so then it will be Baveile, the fact that he lives with the second woman. After all, the first wife is the Baal Shuman. So maybe because of that, Mishin Beres Adas, Vichot Zman, Shin Beres Adas, Mitzvah Likash. Abu Bevada, Yuchot Zman, Mimute, Vinei, Gizaki, Mikash, Fez, Shun Mimute, Likaymo, Vim Shun Mitzvah Likash, Shakim Yuchamu, Dema Achayim, Vissim Mikotes Bo, Bechal Kesmichim, Keiku, Vishimuel, Vim Kei, as a matter of fact, the Rambam Bochami says that if she does tshuva, so then she does not have a din of the Beres Adas. And the Rambam says it in regard of Yitzis Goroi Ksuma. So that's the aloha, that if a woman is a Beres Adas, and divorces her, he doesn't have to give her ksuva. But if he was stupid, then he has to give an example. So actually, this is really mentioned in the Ramadan. So then, if he becomes a Balishupe, so he will be Mechuye to comply with all the obligations that a Baal is Mechuye Vishte of Sheikh Susleino and everything. And how can we give him a heter to marry another woman? Right now, she's a Kutze, she's in a Varasal Das, so he's not Mechuye to live with the first wife. But let's say a year later, she'll become a Balishupe. He'll be mechuyev in Sheikh Susleino. He'll be mechuyev to live with her. And how can you live with this woman and that woman? That will involve the chayav negation. He'll be living with two women. Some men, because of that, the Maram Padme Paskins, that by Veres Aldas, the only way is to give him a heter to be negarish by Koko. And Chavun Gershon was not easy under such circumstances. Masha'inke, in the case of Shor Esashonim, Veloyoldo, then the Marampapa wouldn't say that we are Migarish Bal Kocho. So then, since it's a question of two alternatives, either to be there under the Chirab Nigarish Shalisa Shdimashi, or to be there under the Chirab Nigarish of Garish Bal Kocho, so since the Chirab Shalomigarish Bal Kocho is more hollow, then the chayim of Nisa Shinoshi, so then we have to give him a heter to Binese Ishot Awishte, and then it will be told in the 2 days, because there are more mentions in the first event, 2 days, where the Rabbi Gershon was Misaki, Shalomisa Shinoshi Bimoki Mitzvah, let's say, Shor Yuchoni, Acha, So one day is that she doesn't even need the Heramir Amorim. But there is another day that Rabbi Gershon's Heram applies even Bimokim Mitzvah, like Shor Yuchoni. So we pass the Mechum. So in the case of Shor Yuchoni, Viloyodo, so then he's not allowed to be Migarish Abal Kocho, but with the heta mera morning, then he can marry another one. He can marry another one. And then he says, and then he mentions another ayah. And then he mentions another ayah. This is that other ayah he mentions. One ayah he mentions here that the chirim shall be marriage of a who is much more humble than the chirim of food, Mr. Shinoshi, because in regard to the chirim of Shalom Yigarish Bal Kocho, so the Rashba says that the Rabbi Nigashim imposed the time. But then in Shuba and Zion, he mentions another ayah. And the other ayah is really a strong ayah. In Shuba and Zion, this is Shuba Aleph. And then in Shuba and Zion, there again, he discusses it with, he argues with his Mechuk. And there is the Chube where he discusses his Big Chidesh. I discussed it in the first Chabura. The Big Chidesh of the Yehudi, that if somebody appoints a Shliach to Migarish Bal Kocho, so even the Eved, the Girish is ineffective. Why? Because the Yehudi is that where there is a real Abele in the Shliches, so then even according to the first portion of Teisves in Bom Metzieh, so the Shliches is fine. Teisves mentions that Tumi Shem is alright. So his Mechutin was really coming under the Yehudis Psaq. So the Mele, he answers it back. So there he says, and then the Mechutin of the Yehudis said, how can you apply the halacha even according to the second portion of Teisves in Bom Metzieh? That where someone appoints a shliach to do a dvar aveira, So then the Shlichus, so the Kedusha is not in Chal. Kein Domar Li, Li Yisroel Tzim Mikadish Li Yisho Kedusha, according to the Roshan, of Yiboy Yomit, Yiboy Yomit, so we say in Shlichus Da Avere, so it takes us, the second Roshan says, that the Shlichus is, that the Kedusha is not Chal. So, but how can you say that if somebody appoints a shliach to mekadesh a shlemo kocho, or sees it in Baruch, the chitim ad migashin, so in Meile, the gerish is not chal. Here it's only Rabbon. He says, chitim ad migashin could be more homo than Mr. Rabbon. So, according to that Russian thesis, that the gerish, the gerish is not chal only when it involves Mr. Reise, but not when it involves only Mr. Rabbon. Then it doesn't say. So this is what the Mechutnum in Buddha said. So in Shuvah and Zayin, so is Mari Shemam against this Mechutnum. He said that the Trevla ben Gershon is a Nisa Bereis. Is a Nisa Bereis. And he mentioned the Trevla ben Gershon shall be Garish Baal Korcho is a Nisa Bereis. Not the Trevla ben Gershon shall be Nisa Shlimash. So again, the Mechutnum is Lishitosa. The Chir Rabbi Gershon Shal Garish Baal Kocho is much more homo than the Chir Rabbi Gershon Shal Nisa Shtei Noshim. Because the Chir Rabbi Gershon Shal Nisa Shtei Noshim Shal Nibhude is made there. That it's only Rabbah. And that Nibhude says in Shais Chus in Nibhude Chilek Yerodei Chilek Ufayim Vov. So there he says in regard to the Chir Rabbi Gershon Shal Nisa Shtei Noshim that if it's Isofik, let's say whether the Chirim Abnegashin applies or doesn't apply, so then we can go Mikuben. We can go Mikuben because Rekid Rabon Mikuben is not more homo than Mr. Rabon of Chazal. But Mashim came the Chirim Abnegashin, Shalom Garish Shabal Kocho, so he mentions it to the Saran, then that's the Raise. So maybe since it's the Raise, so if it's a question between, let's say, in connection with the Nishon, that is sure, so you join with the Yoto. So, and the Shaili is what kind of a heter should best give him? Should best give him a heter to be Nisa, another woman, or to be Migalish Baal Kocho? So then he says, we should give him a heter to be Migalish another woman, not to be Migalish Baal Kocho. Only in connection with Ramsar Das, but not in connection with sure, so you join. So where is the Ram? Where does the Ram say that the Chirim Rabbi Gershon Shal Garish Baal Kocho involves Nisar Haise? So he mentions the Chuvah Saran, Sinem Amitches, Chuvah Amitches, and the Chuvah Saran. There, the Ram discusses the Shaila, a certain husband, so he took a Shmuye that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. And his wife didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And there was no din of kviyah. And there was no din of kviyah on the wife that she should go with him to Eretz Yisrael. We know the halacha is that the vow can give him birth, but there are certain prerequisites. So in other words, there it was a situation where he couldn't be given. Let's say it was very difficult to get to Eretz Yisrael under the circumstances of the case. So maybe he couldn't force the woman to go with him to Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't force the woman to go to Eretz Yisrael. And even if we say that he could force, so what does it mean he could force? Even if we say that the circumstances were such that according to the Din of Gemara, he escaped the Sishtelalis. What does it mean, escaped the Sishtelalis? Escaped the Sishtelalis doesn't mean that he can beat her, he can use force. If she doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he can't use force against her. It only means it means that if she doesn't want, he can divorce her and not give her the. This is what it means. So there she refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there the Shaili is, so the Ram, the Jewish Ram passed that he doesn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Even though he took his way with others. So he says, because he cannot, because she refuses. Now if she refuses, and he'll go to Eretz Yisrael by himself, and leave her here, so maybe on the lab of Sheol Ksus of Inosu Yikha. How can you leave her here? So what's the alternative the Ram asks? So we'll give her a divorce, but she doesn't want. There is a chelem amigash. So he says, so how can you divorce her al kocho? There is a chelem amigash. So he says, v'moyin el shalom muzoki. So first he says, there's a wash of the ram. Shani Yishon is Gamesh and Al Kocho. We need to Shiyir Mutar Lechas. Bichol Yisrael Kiri Shiyir Tse. Bichay Lashwe Abazin. Abazin Lashwe. So first of all, he says, Mipnei Hakna Shini Ki Bono Mizad Amochus. Kashi Roma. Apparently, there was a lot of Amochus in that Mokhe that he cannot divorce her against his cousin. So he couldn't do it. So he says, And even if there hadn't been, even if it had been possible under the law of the Malchus, El Shomu Muzokim Sheishchele Makiris Vidomo, with Akodes Abun Gersh, Vidomo Ze Poshat Yisurei, that's the Roshan of the Ram, Vidomo Ze Poshat Yisurei Bichom Yisrael, Shalomimu Vore Shalamu Yishom Yisgamesh Ez Balkoch, Vinimimu Yodom Yifrit Gidron Shom Yisheni, כדי מכאן עם שמו עושה, שאפילו יישא לרבו לא תהיה חשב תהיה כמו בשאלה אותה עשי. מה זה בשביל יוסף? That even though that even though שבויה יסחר על יישא לרבו לא, so that's only to the מפרטי למיצה לרבו. So if Tamon takes a shvui to be mevatel a mitzvah de rabbonon, so then the shvui is ha. Masha'im kein, if he takes a shvui to be mevatel, to be evil, become vasiyah mitzvah de rabbonon. Let's say, if somebody will take a shvui, not to daven minche one day, so then the shvui becha, because it's not only a bit of mitzvah. But if someone will take a shvui to eat psarim b'cholo, is become vasei, that when the Shemim say that the Shvui is not Chal. The Shvui is a Rambam, is the contrary, the Shvui is a Rambam is that even if somebody takes a Shvui to eat Chotz Yishvui on the Beirut, so it's Chal. But the Amen and the Shemim, because it's not Mifuresh Batecho, but the Amen and the Shemim will say that if someone takes a Shvui to believe in or become vasei, so that even though it's a Nisra Rabbono, let's say, to eat Psarim Chof or to eat, let's say, Tishabot, so to become vasei to need it, so to be there, so then the shvui is not chal. The shvui is not chal. So it's a shvui, the shvui is not chal. And so the Ram says, but he uses a different portion. What we call kum vasei, he calls shemal taisei. But it means the same thing. In other words, to eat psarim b'chorov, that he calls shemal taisei. We use the expression Kumbasei, but he uses the expression Shalotaisei, in other words, because the Rabbonim say, the Chachomim say, Al Tase, don't eat Psalim Chol. So he says, V'nei Mu'on Mivlet Gidra Shal Mishenim, Ki Mikai Shumosei, Sha'ar Yafiku Yisa the Rabbonim Deicha Shal Chiva Mishalotaisei, V'chim Dodani Shal Mirashoi, Afro Anicho Adulo, V'nei Mechla Atzisroi Mirashoi, ונמצא שכל מדור ששיעור הזוי נצחקו היתר, חוק. So in other words, the Ram passes that he doesn't even have to be matter the Shvui, because the Shvui is levatel of HaMitzvah, because to leave his wife in Chutz La'aretz, and go to Eretz Yisrael, is negative at all, Shiro Pesus Aminos Aminikra. To be Mikadosh about Kol Chol is also negative at all, because there is a Chilin Rab Migash, Some melee is not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he has to, and if his wife goes and refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, he has to stay with her here. He has to stay with her here until she agrees to take a gift. So then he'll divorce her and he'll bring her to go to Eretz Yisrael. But as long as she refuses to accept the gift, the children are unpasting. He cannot go to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't even require to make Echa. No, so we could say that the Pshat in the Chuvas Aram is, since he mentioned the Shittas of Hashem, that to do an Avera in the Rabon, and to come for a say, so Shua is not Chal, he calls it Shabbat Taisa. So Shua is not Chal, so that's why Shua is not Chal. So the Nidributa is invalid and it's a good deal from the washing of the Rachusa. Because he says, Sha'ina Fidisu the Rabbon, Peter Shapiram Shirota. He said, Coach me. What's the coach? So it appears from the washing of the Ram that here it's much more than being Eveya, than Ishmael to be Eveya is a Rabbon. He mentions Rai. It's a Kalachemo of what? If there are certain Rishon who say that even Ishmael to be Eveya, Bishabal Taisa, which means become Asen. To and this Rabbon. So the Shwe is not how it doesn't even require a Chacham. Certainly here. So here, according to all Ishmael, even according to the Rambam who says that the Shwe to be Eveya and this Rabbon become Asen, so then the Shwe is. But here it's a Rabbon. Here is a Rabbon. And there, many mention that the Nidhute himself, he says himself, because the Nidhute in Yavadeya, in Shalishon Siyadeya, in the Kofayim Bo, so the Nidhute says that it's only the Rabbon, and we don't apply the Chimah of the Reisach and Rabbi Gershon. But there is no stimulus, because they and the Nidhute discussed the Chimah of Rabbi Gershon of Shaloi Mishash Minoshi. So there, the court of the Nidhute is only the Rabbon. But the Chim of Migash shall regard the Shabbat Kocha, that is the Reis. Now we have to understand. What's the Pshat? What is it? Is the same of Migash? Is the same of Migash? So why should one Chim be involved in Israel Reis and the other Chim only involved in Israel? Only involved in Israel. Now, that's now the Nidhute himself, so he mentions that the Chirem Shalom Yigarish Bal Kolche is much more chomo than the Chirem of Shalom Yisra Shnei Noshim, because in regard to Shalom Yigarish Bal, Shalom Yisra Shnei Noshim, so the Rashba says that there is a time limit, only up to the Aleph HaShishi. So the question is, but there are a number of poskim achilik in the Rashba. There are a number of poskim, and the Yamshe Shalimah says that the Maram Rutenberg is Chelik HaRashbo, because the Maram Rutenberg mentions Chelik Rabbi Gershon, and the Maram Rutenberg was already at the beginning of the Aleph HaShishi, at the very beginning of the Aleph HaShishi, and still he mentions Chelik Rabbi Gershon to talk for. And then, even according to the Rashba, but the Rashba will be made that if it's not effective, le'achar el Rashishi, it's not effective on the score of Chen Rabbi Gershon, but it's effective on the score of Takonis Amletah. So why is it Mocho? So the answer is, the Nidhute himself, he points out, he says, first he mentions the Chuvas Rashi, that there is a time. And then he says, V'yei sh'arei b'harpe mikibis v'nispashit v'nama migash. And then, harpe mikibis, what does it mean, harpe mikibis? It doesn't mean harpe mikibis even among the Ashkenazim. Today it's already nispashit. But originally, even among the Ashkenazim, the Chirra v'nigash and Shalvisa Shnei Yoshim was not niskabir in all the mikibis among the Ashkenazim. Masha'inki, the Chirem Shalom Nigarish Shabbat Kocho was Nispash Tavacholi. It's probably, it doesn't mean Nispash Tavacholi even among the Svarim, but it means Nispash Tavacholi among the Ashkenazim.
If it's a Doraisa, then how can we not
Nispash Tavacholi? One second. It's a Doraisa vis-a-vis those who are Mikabla. But vis-a-vis those who are Mikabla, it's not a Doraisa. After all, the Torah doesn't say you cannot be Migash Tavacholi. If it is a Raisa, so in other words, so there is a certain Raisa that obligates us to comply with Chir Rabbi Gershon. So, but it only obligates those who are Mikabel, but those who are not Mikabel, so it doesn't obligate. Now, so let's see, so in other words, so that means that the Nevi Yehuda, himself agrees with this Mechutin in regard to the Chirra Rabbi Gershon Shalom Yisra Shnei Noshim, that there is only the ticket for the Rabbah. But in some way, Chirik can be in the Midah, to the Chirik HaMidyash, which is the Midah. Why is this Chirik HaMidyash different than the other Chirik HaMidyash? All right, so Bishlein may come to the Rajbo, so we understand. So that means that the Chirik HaMidyash, the Chirik HaMidyash, or shall we be such a Moshi, had a time limit, the Alev HaShishim. Now we are ready in the Alev HaShishim. So true, as the Yom Shishoyim points out, that the same Takonet was reaffirmed by Amitav. So apparently the Buddha holds that only the Chirin of Migyashim has a Chirin of Migyashim. But Takonet from the Tav does not have a Chirin of Migyashim. But it appears from the Buddha that even if we say like the Yom Shishoyim and all the Poskim who are Chirin of Migyashim, and we say that the name of the Shomanu that Rabbi Gershon imposed the time limit, still the Chirem Shal Migarim Al Kocho is much more common than the Chirem of Shal Nisa Shlimash. So he mentions the Raya from the Chuvis Aram that the Chirem Shal Migarim Al Kocho is the Raisin. But that Ram doesn't say anything about the Chirem, about the comparative stringencies of the two Haromim, maybe that Ramu said the same thing in regard to the Chirim Shal Nisa Shlimashim. So that he takes it for granted in the Yehudi, that what Ram says in regard to the Nisa Shal Migarim Al Kocho does not apply to the Nisa of Nisa Shlimashim. Why? Because it was especially the Chorah Kenis, as the Mechaba says. You see that? Simon Aleph, Sifud, Rabbi Gershon Hechim, Alanisi Alishke, Avon Bokalo Yechim, Vichim Barus, Viloi Toshto Takoposim Bechol Arbetsis, Viloi Hechim Elatzim Velot Hamish, the Mechaba does pass like the Rashi. So he mentions Viloi Toshto Takoposim Bechol Arbetsis. So what do you mean Bechol Arbetsis? So they point out it means even among Ashkenaz, even among the Ashkenazim, now it's Poshto. Now it's Poshto among everybody, even among the Svara. But in that day, so in his days, so it was Poshto that the Nosi Bechol HaAvotz is even among the Ashkenazim. Masha'im came, the Isa Shalikarish, Baal Kocho, that was Poshto in Ashkenaz, Bechol HaAvotz. But Svara not. So because of that, then the Yehuda says that there is a difference in the stringency of Shabbat Chirem Shalom Yisro Shlein Moshi, even Alim Adib Yom Shashleim, that there is no time limit, and the Chirem Shalom Yigarish Yishabon Kok. Yigarish Yishabon. Now let's see a certain, in cinema, let's turn to cinema. Now, the Akhbar is Chabot, and this, Nechad, Abu Gersh Hechel Al Nesei Al Nishti, Abu Bivok Al Yachim, Bechim Barus, Imi Nereitze Lichmiz, Bechim Barus, Imi Nereitze Lichmiz, Al Nishti, so, what they are the Shem Lachim, and there is the Shite of the Mordechai, so, in other words, there are two Mordechais, one Mordechai, says the same thing as the Rashi. The Mokimitz Lelo Yachim, Bibon Lelo Yachim, Ba'arus Lelo Yachim. And then there is another Mordechai that says that in Ba'arus Lelo Yachim. Okay. Even there is Lich Mizal Mitya. Go Adi Bechol Moki, she is Lichu Mitzve, Ki Shishor El Mishni Es Hashon El Yodo. So Mordechai Perik, Hachim Mitz and Hashbo, Umarav Patre, so then that Lori Zayin, Omer Yishrei, Usvir Ola Dechenei, Dechenei Rabbi Gershmei Afu Mimitzvi, Vafu Mokinyo, Vei Uvitzor Echlachmas, that's Avoyez Mordechai. So the first Shite is the Mordechai, and the other Shite is the Avoyez Mordechai. Avoyez Mordechai in Gomez, Avoyez Mordechai in Ksuvez, alright. Uvi Mokei, Sheino Vishino Vaz Gershit, Kidin Shishnafez, Oy Shehu Nadin Garsho, ואם נראה את זה מקרקר ממנו, יש לי הוקר להתר ומסחרס. וכל שכן, Imagine we are resolving the data we possibly will lift them. So the apostatization, now there is a machlokes case between the Nisikev. What does the Rambam mean? That we walk in Shino and Shino, but here the Shikikin should be established. We should win that in the Gaza, when the data we can get the men. Yesh to walk in with a heart in the Nisakhevets. Does it mean Yesh to walk in with a heart in the Nisakhevets? Without the Tetrabi or only with the Tetrabi Abraham? Oh, that's a bad day, sir. So then he says, now let's see the two. Let's see the dark emission in the two of this and see now. So, the tool says, in similar way for the spirit of the video, so he says, the tool doesn't even mention the chemical mediation in similar way. It doesn't even mention. So, he was his father, so he doesn't even mention. Then the Preciose does mention it. The Torah says like this: Neisi Odom Kamenoshi, the Omarove Neisi Odom Kamenoshi, the Efshel will make a visit to Kai. Because there is a machlekes in Yomedav Samach, Dalet Samchei, between Rabbani and Rabbani. Rabbani says, even though he didn't ignore his mutter, to be Neisi, but if a man marries another woman, so then he's the first one who can force him to give her a get and give an excuse. This is what Abba says. Kefnis, Rome says no. As long as he is able to support all of them, so we are not king for him, she cannot be king for him, that he should divorce her and give her the so Nisi Odom Kamenoshi, so he passed by for him. The Omarobe Nisi Odom Kamenoshi, he would have shown me a visit to Kai. When we call him, but of course, if he is not rich and he cannot support the two wives, so then even according to Robe. So the first wife can force him through this. To be king, the best he should be king for him, that he should divorce her and give an excuse. When we call the king of the Chachon on his table, shall we be sold on the Israel of the Al-Noshi, ki yidei shi yagi al Chorach ha-Sin al-Chidosh. Uvi mokim shi yish takone shall we be sold on the Israel of the Chas, hilchen ha-Haramik. So that means, if we didn't ignore, if it's in a place, if somebody married a woman in a place where the minhag is not to have more than one wife, so then he's not allowed to marry another woman without the consent of his first wife. As a matter of fact, there is a Talmud in Rus. There will be a struggle, a conflict. ואנו מחבר יזח סמתי, פרי כוחת, ארון דמי סמוכית, זה ארון מס אנו יוכל מברי, because there is a חיובי דברי כבור, to a, ויודעתו כישון מורך, הוהיר בין בגמור ישנו בזה, זה הוהיר בין בזה אשתו, כי גופו מומחר, בין יסע מגופו מור, אתו ספרים לו, ויודעתו כישון מורך. So in other words, so immediately the Gael said that he's not allowed to marry Rus because he's already married. He has a wife. So he has no wishes. So this is the deal that is mentioned. Even the living morning prior to her obligation, it didn't mean that a husband was allowed to marry another woman without the consent of his wife. But prior to her obligation, if his wife gave the consent, so then it was mutter. But after subsequent chenam negashin, even with the consent of the wife, there is still a chenam negashin. So this is what he says. If there is a hine, here he says, mokim shishtakone. But the Shulchan Aruch says, so, uv mokim shenuad, shalom nisa arishon, achaz, eini rashonim, Liso Yisha Achaz HaMishna. Not after the Kohen. If the general practice is that no one has more than one wife, then it's awesome. But it's mentioned, if his wife gives him the shoes, then he's allowed. So that was the change. What? By Chen Abnegashin. That even with the shoes of his wife, he's not allowed. But without the shoes of his wife, so the Talmud says that even in the days of Rus it was Osa. And apparently it's Osa Midraise, because if it is only Osa Midrabono, alright, so you could say that the Rabono is such a Takonek Dune that even in the days of Rus it already existed. So the question arises, when was the Takonek made? I mean, it's not mentioned anywhere that the door. Oh, what is mentioned in the Rekabon, in the Rekabon, in the Rekabon, in the is implicit in the Rekabon, that I say, and in the Nobis Mazaras, or in the Rekabon, which is in the Nobis Mazaras, or it is certain the Rekabon that was elected in the early days, and then the Rekabon, the Baisation, and the Rekabon, are Mazar the Jews, not to violate, not to violate, but the question is here we don't see that the Chachomim were the best Nagodu, let's say, as even before the Beis Hamikdash was built, the first Beis Hamikdash, because that was in the time, the Geyer, that was before the building of Beis Hamikdash. That's when the time of Rus, and David HaMelech is the descendant of Rus. So it was before the building of the first Beis Hamikdash, and then it was a Rebbe. It's not mistaken that there was such a Takonek Dume, and if there was such a Takonek Dume, so the question arises, when was it made? But the Chizkuni says that this comes to marry a woman, a second wife, without the consent of the first wife, comes within the posik of Idova Mishne. So the Gemara learns how Idova Mishne will be his chaveh. But the Chizkuni says that applies. So it implies a nisya for the men to marry to have another wife. He means without the mishus of his first wife. So there is inconsistent of the dovah bishti lohi u'bosarechot. But if it's with the mishus of his first wife, then it's not consistent, then it's not inconsistent with the bosarechot. Anyway, so there is a nisya without the consent of the first wife, so then it's awesome. And that is what the Beis Yosef says.
because of Parashbo, Bichuve, in a day they show the king of the girl she called, she became up in worship, she don't have the girl shown, but we will not share about Taise, he shows she has a Bible, so the show for Yoto, so for a mission to keep you there. Zap, in the combo came, 20 came, 20 came. So you see that Parashbo was not 100% convinced. He says, first of all, he says that Kindule, that Rabbi Gershon was not recycling Rocky Mitzvah. And then he says, Benitikin, the Loitikin. So from the notion of the Rajbu himself, we see that he had an element of doubt in his mind as to whether, say, if Rabbi Gershon applied the Chiral and even the Rocky Mitzvah or not. But what we have in Rocky Mitzvah changing between the Mordechai and the Agoris Mordechai, the Rambam mentioned. We call to him, Ben Tikin, the way Tikin, or is it a common reposition of the whole Bolesen? The world with Gules Provincia, Provincia, Gules Provincia, as you can resolve us, we shall manage a posto, who might seem to be the Kemenu, with our Nahomin Ban Shemaise, Shemosu Isha or Mishe, Vahelim Ra, the Hosha Shemodon, the Dorazem, the Emo, Akalishnik. Because מעביד בשמיים בשיר השקופה הולב שהוא יזכר רבי גרשן על ארצים פוער לב החמישי. So then he says, the Darkimishi says, ועיין בבס יוסף וכמו, סימן העין בו, ואיני הגלקי, אלוקי פין להיצי אחס, עם איכות נוסו ואיס נושת. ומקום לו כנראה, ובזמן הזה, אינו מצריכים מילה נושים לה. So he says, the Radar Kamishi says, that's the Roposhut, that even though now it's the Al-Hashishi, but if somebody married another woman, so Besdin is keeping to divorce the after the second wife. And in regard to this divorcing second wife, there the film of the Gershon, so the Gershon will come for certain to the wife. That everybody says. Because the whole Nisuin was grounded in Nisa. So he says that even though now it's the Rav HaShishi, and the Rashba says that in the Rav HaShishi, so Rabbi Gershon's Chilul doesn't apply, but still, if somebody will marry the second wife, then Beis Din will be keeping to divorce the second wife, and to keep the first one. Keep why? What? Rabbi Gershon didn't apply the Takore. The answer is, as the Yom Shoreba says, even according to the Rashba, that Rabbi Gershon himself did not apply this Takore to the Al Hashishi, but Rabbi Yotam, he reaffirmed this Takore, and he didn't impose any violence. So the mayor is capable of saying, Gary, the second wife, because of the Takore Rabbi Yotam, not of course Rabbi Gershon, because of Takore Rabbi Yotam. But still, he says, the Archimedes says, when we call what can be read, the Bismana say, Enum Tzlichim Mei Anoshim Mahati. Where there is a good cause to be material, let's say, show Yuchoni, show Yuchoni, or she's a very saldas, where there is a good cause to be material, so we don't have to, so the Archimedes asks, that we don't have to have hetero. But let's say one base. A base mover can give help. Anyone is coming out of the market. Though for Kongo's magazine, they use only hetero, which goes to our cases, go ash, which base, go isosh, which base. The local, who says, which goes to our cases, go ash, which base, it doesn't mean. Cases and go isosh, and base, do not discuss this question. Then discuss another question, because there the more assassinated that in this the back of the first Havir, keep on the Hochmo Minion, so Tesis, Nagoy Social Simulate, that is only Shire in the previous Besden, didn't put it on. But in the previous Besden, who is good than this Besden? So, relative to this Besden, to the contemporary Besden, imposed the time limit, so there you don't. So then you don't need the best to go to the Chokhmah of dominion to be matter. So then any best can be matter.
since the previous verse, who was called the Chochmah Mir, imposed the timing. So Rebbe says, what does it mean Gzeiras HaGoel? And the score of Takonas Rabbanan, Mikol Bokeh HaGzeiro Kvor Boko, Umikam Rebbe Yechayin Olam Minek, Shelo Adu Rahmi, V'yatora Shoyim Hadu Bifnei. That's what happened to him. So remember the heter mayor Rabboni, he doesn't. So we see that the Akimisha said as follows. The Akimisha said as follows. In view of the fact that the chayim of Rabbi Gershon was imposed only after Rebbe Bashishi. So true, he had allowed to marry his two wives. Because this takone was reaffirmed by Rabbi Tam. He doesn't mention here Rabbi Tam, but the Yom Shoshalim mentions Rabbi Tam. So remember, but remember, it doesn't require a head of mirror. So in other words, what does it mean? Because even though Rabbi Tam reaffirmed the Takon of Rabbi Gershon, but Rabbi Tam didn't mention head of mirror. Who mentioned that Rabbi Rabboni? Rabbi Gershon mentioned that Rabbi Rabboni. Rabbi Tam didn't mention that Rabbi Rabboni. So anyway, if we say, so the Taklish said yes, the following. If we say that Rabbi Gershon himself did not impose the time limit, so anyway, even the Mokin Mitzvah, so why are ahead of Rabbi Rabboni? Because the Abishayim say that Rabbi Gershon applied his chilem in Mokimit. So, in order to be muter, so we must have Mir Rabboni in the matter. What does Hekam Mir Rabboni mean? Hekam Mir Rabboni doesn't mean just a plan. Rabbi Gershon maybe stipulated that in order to be matter, that it should be muter for a man to marry his second woman. So then it must be made difficult. It's not, the Kavanah from the Gershon was not to make it difficult. Why should he try to make it difficult? The Pshat of Rabbi Gershon is, when Rabbi Gershon was misakin, that no one is allowed to marry a woman, to marry a second wife. So he says, so if there is no good cause as to why he should be allowed to be married, so then under no circumstances can it be given a heter. But even if the lady in a certain time, it will appear to them that there is a hardship situation that justifies giving a heter to the husband to marry another woman, so then the male rabbi, they have to take off the chirim of Rabbi Gershon. So it's not that Rabbi Gershon was misakim. You have to work hard in order that it should be allowed. It's not just Rabbi Gershon could have stipulated it now that before a person gives a heter to a husband to marry another woman, so the person must fast 7 days. He could have stipulated it. But that wasn't the kavod of Hekam Mir Rabboni. In other words, that person shouldn't be is risky, shouldn't be quick in giving a heter. No, that wasn't the kavod. The kavod of Rabbi Gershon's kavod was that there is a nisya to marry a second wife under all circumstances, even if there is the best reason, even under even in a hardship situation, it's still awesome. But in case of a hardship situation, let's say mishtakim, so whatever hardship situation there is, let's say she's in palasnum and it's impossible to live with her, with this woman, it's impossible to live with her because she is a big palasnum, or she is a nichbeis, let's say, and it's impossible. So it's impossible to live with her. So then Rabbi Gershon authorized a subsequent basin, the authority to appeal his claim, to revoke his claim. True,
Schule ist auch in den letzten Wochen im Warte und die Verwesten Chavirei, er und kein Gott und mehr und bechoch noch bei mir. And of course, a subsequent Westen is not as great as Rabbi Gershon. That goes without saying. But here, Rabbi Gershon himself, if the previous Westen stipulates and delegates authority to a subsequent Westen who is on a lower level than the previous Westen, to appeal then, a Westen God, you can also be the battle in Takon of the Westen God. It's only when the Westen God did not authorize a Westen God to be the battle. But here, Rabbi Gershon himself, otherwise, the Westen Kotten to be mivakel Yisrael, to revoke Yisrael in a hard situation. So, under what circumstance, says the Rabbi Gershon, otherwise a subsequent Westen to be mivakel Yisrael in a hard situation. But just like that, so suppose there is no hard situation. But, Hanan Chavoyim sang the head. I mean, today it wouldn't be difficult to get just in a normal situation. So then it would still be offset. Because then we would apply the aloche of the best yochel battle with the best chaver of God of Chachmamiyan. Never mind the 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. They are still at a lower level than Rabbi Gershon. But in the harsh situation, was in the Lichbeitz, or show you choning. Show you join the Yondo. I mean, when there is a good reason, how to be a good reason. So there, Rabbi Gershon, under such circumstances, Rabbi Gershon delegated authority to a subsequent person cotton to be rebutted with the Kone. But he doesn't mean that I'm in a harsh situation, so it's good. No, the Chidin Rabbi Gershon applies under all circumstances, even in a hard situation. But in a hard situation, Ibn Cotton has the authority to be invited by Rabbi Gershon, even though Rabbi Gershon was Ibn Cotton. So Mele, he says, so that was Rabbi Gershon's head. But the Takona from the time wasn't like that. Rabbi Tam only reaffirmed the Chidin Rabbi Gershon, but in a hardship situation, so Rabbi Tam did not ask. So mainly there is a hardship situation, so there is no darkness at the time. But of course, who would determine whether there is a hardship situation or not? Someone who is not thinking has to determine whether there is a hardship situation. But that doesn't require Hetamir Rabboni. Hetamir Rabboni, why did Rabbi Gershon say Hetamir Rabboni? Why? Mir Rabboni, so some say, because I think that the Mishigoba will see that. Because the washing of the modern heresies is Meyo Shiyoshul Eres. So why does the modern nation Meyo Shiyoshul Eres? Why Meyo? Why? Well, best Rabboni is I'm out. Here the Gemara mentioned more than Einam. So why Meyo? Apparently Meyo represents the biggest medium of Chachmei Yisrael. So that means, in other words, Meyo Sheyosh Ulaheres, I think that the Mishigdom is it. That Meyo Sheyosh, when they have the Heker of competent from the Chachmei, not just collecting, you know, 100 signatures as it is customary today. I mean, we send by mail to every member of an organization and tell him to sign. He doesn't even know what it's all about. I mean, I was now they stop sending me letters because I never fixed my signature. But many years ago, I used to get every week, every month, I used to get from some law that I should fix my name. So what Rabbi Gershon meant, he meant that if Meyo Rabboni from the Chachomi, who know of the case, and if they decide that to appeal the Chidin Rabbi Gershon, so that means Meyo represents the greatest million of Chachmim Yisrael, that's like Kol Chachmim Yisrael on the door. Million represents like an opinion of the unanimous opinion of Kol Chachmim Yisrael. That's why Rabbi Yashua was like it. So this is what Darkination says. This is what Darkination says. The Bizman Hazeh, so seems he relies on the Rajvashi, that Rabbi Yashua himself imposed the timing. But that same Takamon was reaffirmed and reenacted by Rabbi Tam. And when it was reaffirmed and reenacted by Rabbi Tam, then it was Nispashei B'chol HaTzimu. Then it was Nispashei B'chol HaTzimu. But as it so, but the Takamon, the reenactment by Rabbi Tam, so did not include a provision that this takone, this isher, applies under all circumstances. Rabbi Gershon himself asserted lisa shtim lorshim under all circumstances, even in a hardship situation. But in a hardship situation, he delegated authority to the Chachmei Yisrael, Meir Rabbanim, to be mevatel this takone, if they will think that there is a hardship situation. But until the Chachmei Yisrael, the Meir Rabbanim, and the battle of Israel, so there it is also a living hardship situation. Rabbi Tam, however, he only asked it, his takone was that it's also a non-hardship situation. But in a hardship situation, it's not also. So maybe we don't need, Meir Rabbanim, we only need one version of Talmid Chachamim who will verify, who will establish that this particular situation is a hardship situation. This is ומקום מוקים גבר למעזים לא צריך אני אנוש ואת דוקו, הכל עוזו היה גזיר, אני צורך את הכלל להתיז ולהשתיר ושפיץ לא חדה רופי שבאי לי נציר את הכל במקום הנציר את כובו ומכנאים חילו למי שלא אמרו את מי הוא לדמי הוא לא מנהג אם הוא מנהג כמעט הוא אוהץ so then it is ביאטו רשוב להק מכל because what is the קייח of the conversation if the ציבור is מסכם, is not the conversation. Let's say the tzipor is misake, that no one should eat bosochus. I mean, this is a common takon. That in other words, the bosoch that is brought over from another town, no one should be allowed to eat. So how do you mean not allowed to eat? Well, it's not that the tzipor, I mean, plain Jews, they can impose a shem miser on bosochus. I mean, they're not the beznadon, they're not a Chachmei HaKadosh that could impose a Shem Yudeme on Lechtiche that with the Aisei does not have Shem Yudeme. So what is the keach of the Tzibur to Asa Vosakut? In other words, because there is the... So it's doing so. It's based at Rehobosh. In Kuntres HaMiyogim, so he discussed it. So it's based upon two iso. One is the Gimorim Yipsochim, that Bnei Bishan in Noah Gusha will have to be Arab Shabbos to see the Tzibur. So then, and that was a minhag that, a practice that was adapted by the ancestors of Bnei Bishan. Then they came to the Chachamim, they wanted to be martyr. So he said, Abisicha Noah Gubi Yisea, so Mele Shema Bnei Musa Rabicho Baal Tidish Dera Simecha. So that means, if somebody is Eber on the Kodesh HaTzibur, he is Eber on the Posik of Al-Tidish Yerzmech. Imecho Zem Yisrot. So, and then there is another Gemara that's in Yidorim. Zor Mamutom Machir Yuali Yisera Yat HaShem Yad Pnei. So that has reference to two cases. One case is where one person is made a certain Chumreh as Yisrot, just for himself, so then it becomes an Eber Midahonot, and then, if the tzibur is making something, so it becomes another one. Let's say, like when Hogim the Shulchan Aruch mentions, let's say, my name is Shavuot Shalis, the Shavuot Sechei, not to be Boso, so they come within the Yisrael of Kiddush Teres and Mechor, and also within Vom HaMetom V'Achir V'Av Yisra. So in Mele, he says that since Rabbi Gershon imposed the time limit on Yisrael, but it was reaffirmed and reenacted by Rabbi Tam. What's the keach of Rabbi Tam? Rabbi Tam was not Beis Nagodru, but the keach of Rabbi Tam is from Tamu, was God Lador. So, in Mele, whatever takoni he made,
and if it was nispashit to a tzibur, it's considered as the kakolas tzibur. So the main way, so it's considered as the kakolas tzibur. But Rabbi Tam only, Rabbi Tam only asked the Nisa Shneidoshi, Nisa Shneidoshi, we will know the hardship situation, what the hardship situation are. But we have to have a basis that will pass in, that will determine that this is a hardship situation. So he says, in the Armenian, come here from this number after, we are Rashoy Lahatim. So we are Rashoy Lahatim. Alright, now, then he says, Umashi Kosa, the Tibon is Rosa, the Tas of it. Oh my God, it's more kind of bonus, which was a big there, that blocking you made it clear on the Yashi. The case is a lot of it. The Him Ashma does not look soon. וכי קוצר מגייס בית אחרת. עוד מנוגעים פה פה ראשון של מבוא לצורפס, וחוסר תמשור למי שני מיצ'ונים, מודה מזה אחרת. וכי ממש רבורות, פרק אחרת. דימוקים דיכם מיצר ואיתי כמר מגרש. So he mentions the מחליק את חשבים מודה רב מגרש himself, apply the schedule של מיצר שני נושים, ודימוקים מיצר, or not. But even if we say that רב מגרש himself did apply the דימוקים מיצר, But, so that was only before the Arba Shishi. But now it's Arba Shishi when he assumes like Rajbo. So it's not binding on the score of Chen Rabbi Gersh, it's only binding on the score of the reenactment by Rabbi Natan. So the Melech there, so in the Bimoki Mitzvah, the Rabbi Natan's Takone doesn't apply. This is what he says. או מרם פאב וסימן יוטס פוסר ביחד ששור יוצ'ון מלישתי שמות המסע אחרס דחי גם מלגוסה רבי נגר שנחו לו וכן קוסה ברשת וכן קוסה רב שימון דל ומרי כאילו בשביל את הברש בו או כל כך איתיק מרב נגר שמון יש לשאר שנסוי עלי אבל איך שלא ינוסו וכות שלא על זה בימי אחרי ומכתף נקסובי ועל כל כך הוא ישראל ושיר חסוס בעיני אם ניתים צריכים בעיני טוב או פושב Du mit kapin ul hakis, du kapin ul nicht diese wichtige. Scho war ab in diese Zeit. Wie kommt schon in diese, sie nimmt schon da, schon mit kapin ul nicht. Ach du hoi sa so sit nur. Wir wollen mit aber viel und so nur. Hinter aber kas po wie sa hers. Hier geschiot schon da. Wie soll ich ihn erschen? Und nicht schon. Ach so soll er schon nur. Hier ist sie sich uns wegen das. Wir wollen wir wollen in mir rasho in diese hers. Mach was denn dann gerst. שוב, חלק מהמגרשים הוא נספש את ביפורים, והתעשמית היא שהוא יקוצה בכל הראשים, ובכל הנגש, שהוא לא שואל מיקסיה בכלי הפריצים המהירים משלסיהם, שהוא יקרוב, אבל הוא ילדה שהיא נספש את הקונוסית, ואיסי שאומר, חכון משמיליצים שלא יקסו בי, כולה. נראה לי שהוא לא עושה את הכל על כלי פריצים, כולה, אבל דיינו שאומרו, שהוא מנדים ומנחיל בגלל שהוא מסחרס, ועוזר לגוזר הרבה, אפילו הוא ניסוע את הכל ללומץ. כל שכי ששומענו שלגוד זה לא מזמן עציר ולא בחמישית. ופיכוך מה שנראה בין את הדעס, כי לגוד זה רצה בכל מה שמה אותי ומות הרמת. עד כל שם. So the Rashi says two things. First of all, that Rabbi Nigershi was not gazer even prior to Rabbi Shishi. He was not gazer in Moki Mitzvah. And then, after Rabbi Shishi, he wasn't gazer all together. Vinirali, he says, The American reason that we see the Habib Amatir in the East, that the Saturn Wheel shall be God's up with Shashi said the Raisin. The Indian or the Kone Baume, who we shall say from all the Hachameki, Kosh with the Kone Baume. So what does the Rabbah say here in the Akadish? Vis-a-vis, the Chirin shall be Nisa Shinoshi, that it's only the Rabbah. So even though he says, first of all, the Rabbah Shini is that Rabbah Gershah's Chirin was only up to Erev HaShishi. But the documentation was very much aware that the Yom Shishleimi held that there was no doubt. So he says, we don't have to be machia, because even in the Rabbonim of Chazal, that was enacted by the Chachonim, by the Tanoim, we say, HaMekim Bivzi, Dal HaSkama Bechano, it's a Kalachimia, that Chirin Rabbin Gershi, so Nisa Shlinoshi, so since it's Isofik, so mainly we can be make. So the Ramuah says here in so many words, in connection with Chemo Rabbi Nigersh, Shalomis HaShlimoshi, that it does not have a Chemo of the Raisin. It has only a Chemo of the Rabbah. Now, let's see another one. turn to Simen Samach Bo, Yishmarov Kanel. Siv Gimel. Also which is Veya Demechabe, and Simen Samach Bo, Siv Gimel discusses the author of also which is Shoach HaBeyosu. So if a woman lost her Ksuveh, so then the husband is Mechuyash to execute the other Ksuveh. He's not allowed to live with her without executing another suit. Now, in Kosak Boksuve, in Ebdo, Uishem Bokhore, Vidakti Shikosko Niskam, Oti Ksuvosi, so is Nichti Bacheres Dika Ksuve. She also, we all do, we she is in Vishti Shoahas, we will Ksuve. Now, that's it, the Kores Hachomim. Why are the Hachomim Misakim? That also we Nishti, also we all Nishti Shoahas, es ist der Glück zu war, because shall be the hay cowering of the sea. That was a passage. Shall be cowering of the sea. So I must say this. The iron come, we see the kufte small. We see it's not kufte zah. So it's time to kufte small. The be mokish in the gash, rak mi rotin in isho, in zorich lichtig zuhmo. So where does it is it mentioned? It's mentioned in connection with Mamis, it's absurd. So there is Aloche of Yucham and Shalachot of Yomor, with an Isaac and a divorcer. Shalom and Aika, of course, if she wants a get, then there is no Isaac, even by Mamis, absurd. If she asks for a get, then he is allowed to divorce her. But Shalom and Aika, without that consent, so there is allowed by Isaac, by Mamis, it's absurd to divorce her. So there it's mentioned. Suppose he won't take suve. The man is absurd. Won't take suve, and then she lost take suve. It's not mechuyev to write an aksu. Because the whole reason is to write also the mishni shoachas take suve is because she will take karubin of the tzio. So that is only shayach if he can divorce her. But my man is absurd. He's not allowed to divorce her. So how is a child to say karubin of the tzio? How is a child to say karubin of the tzio? So why we can't only see the Kufan Zion, the Mokim Shinigarshi, but we also need to show the Tixuro. That means, by man is not so, in King is man as a Bimtini Seu, Shinigarshi, Bau Koho, Shalisho, Bishimcheo, Abdi Gershi, Uchumishi is boy, we can't only see the Kufi Tez, or you have shown the Mokim Mixima Zaksuro. Our we have in the King, many shots. So actually he says, Rambo says, that there is a basis to be matir, to be mekir, in Ksivas Aksuma today. In every moment, it's not so important, even because since there is a chel rab nigashti, so it's not shayach to say kalabim of nitzio. So mele, it should be mutter, to be shayir v'lo iksuv. As a matter of fact, if let's say he's become kinyan, the fact is that whenever iksuv is executed, there is kabbalah kinyan. And when there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, then there is no Nisa of Lishis Ishti Shoachas Kuliksu. When is there a Nisa of Lishis Shoachas Kuliksu? Well, there is no Kabbalah's Kinyan. But where there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, so because Tam Kinyan Chsime is made, so even if she is Orthodox also, there is no Nisa of Lishay. But the Ramor here discusses a case where we will not become a kinyan, because there is no halacha, that's the universal practice, that we are becoming a kinyan. We are becoming a kinyan. And that's really one of the reasons as to why we are becoming a kinyan. Because many times the Isha might lose the Ksuveh, and then it will be an Isha. So to be also the Ramor to live with her, and many times the husband will not write another Ksuveh. So she will be Bisel. He'll be living with her Bisel. So that's the reason as to why it became a universal practice in the Kabbalah. But if you are Kabbalah, there is Kabbalah's Kinyan, then there is no, and then the Ksuvah is also, there is no Bisel of Mishishach and Ksuvah. But the Ramah says, what the Ramah says here, when you have shown the Hokim, Mixer's Aksuvah, that even if Ogdo, you shouldn't have to write another Ksuvah, he means even if we know that it won't be Kabbalah. Because just as we say, as the Shkonov says, in the Gautam Hanis Chapsuot. So he said, I mean I'm the king, maybe Shabbos. But the meaning is that even today, if the Ksuve is Ogdo, we write an Ogdo. But Mitzaladin, the Rambam says that today that there is a Chayyur Rabbeinu Gershom. There is a Chayyur Rabbeinu Gershom. So then, if the Isha loses the Ksuve, it's all right if the husband doesn't execute another Ksuve. But the Rinnig is not. This is what the Rambam says. And the Rambam is from the Amis Zabshon. Now looking to Sifri Dalet in the Mishmuel, ועין מסימן גוף תספו, שום עין למען הסתפסור, תחסיד מיוחר לשאול חוקרונות, עם צורך לכתוב פסור, ומידה מהורה, עם מי זה אמור, הור הדין מפיחי רב מגרש, עם יוח מגרש של הרוקורות, עם צורך לכתוב פסור, ויש מי מעמיס על ירעי סשם. So he is massive. The Ramon says that מצד הדין, מצד עיקר בדין, So if a woman uses the ksube, even if you want to come kinyan, so it's not mechuyev to write another ksube. Just as we say by Manas Tzapsuro, because today it's not shaykh to say, Kalo Bim of the Tzion, he cannot divorce her without his consent anyway, without her consent anyway. So the Mishnah says, no, I open the air, with the Rai says, O Satun Mikash, but you who is out of Koyomo, it's not the Rai say. But here, Achim Abnigash, that's not That's not the right. Yeshlim Arisa the right Shah. So we see that the Beis Shmuel is chemical in the Yehud. The Yehud Eshik is that vis-a-vis the Chir Rabbi Nigash Shom Nigash Gal Kocho the Mitzvah is the right. The Beis Shmuel Eshik is that it's only Mitzvah. So maybe we couldn't mention the right. But here it's only this Ravon, so it is covered, so we could say it is covered in the Mitzvah. Anyway, so obviously, since the Ravon equates, the Anis is absurd, equates every husband today with Manis Absurd, so obviously the Ravon is that just as when Manis is absurd, it involves an Israel Isaac. So today, every time your husband divorces his wife, Baal Kocho, it involves an Israelis. It involves an Israelis. So there is a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mishmuel on that question. But the Ramah himself, even though from this Ramah it's Mashma, that he equates every husband with manis is absurd, that means it's the right say, but in the declaration, it's in our he says, in connection with the Chener of the Yash. Shall we so wish day the day it's only we can make you because we can only go there has come of the hammer hey Ramiyash so we see that not only the Yehuda distinguishes between the two Haramim but he also distinguishes now what's the reason now the Yehuda distinguishes on two grounds first of all because now it's already a Rashish But the Yehuda says, he certainly implies that even before the Al-Tashishi, he did not involve the Israelites. Even before the Al-Tashishi. Why? Because it wasn't mispashed for the Chorakins. Mashiach in the Chirim, Shalikam, and Hong Kong, that was mispashed for the Chorakins. So you have to understand what is it. Now, from the Ramon, it's mashed, that if somebody is Mikarish and Isha of Hong Kong, he's even a Israelite. Which is the right thing? Is there a law? Don't believe that there are any actions. There is no such thing. But in Cheshmish, that in Chesedes, it's mentioned that who is possible is in the right thing. Only if someone is in the right of Hamas, he can have the Gazlan, the Gribis, the Romantic Sheikha, the Mordes. So it's an Aver of Hamas. Or if the Aver is not an Aver of Hamas, only if there is Malkis for that. It's the Bailey, it's Mazabachor. But suppose he is either a Nisea for which there is no law case, let's say somebody who talks to Shnore, is not possible in Israel. It would be very, very sad if someone who talks to Shnore would be possible in Israel. So we could hardly find any shame. So the law is if it's not an Avera of Homos, only if it's an Avera that changed the law case. So the Chabad says in Chesedes, if somebody is either a Shvei
Or, then it's possible he is with the Hasid. Or if he is either a Chome Yatsibo, it is possible he is with the Hasid. If somebody is either a Chome Yatsibo, what kind of Rabbeinu the Hasid does violating Chome Yatsibo Rebao? So that is based upon the Ramban Shike in Mishpat Achira, the Ramban Shike in his Perush on the Chukesai. Now, so the Pasuk, the last Pasuk in the Chukesai, he says, it's almost at the end of the day, he said, Kochere, Asher Yocham Noodom Noyitwade Nations. So the more we hear him, and the Teraskeanim says, what does this imply? That Hayetzer Yomik, V'yoma, Echol, Elki Olai, Yomakom. Yomakom. Because in the Chukesai, because of here, the Torah discusses the Yerach of each person according to his age. So in other words, so the Torah says, Dabi Rabbi Yisrael Yomad Alei Mishkiyat Mela Be'ak Fon Fosh Tal Shem. Voi Yoyah Tocha Zochon Beres Mishon Bat Ben Shish Mishono. Voi Yoyah Tocha Chamish Mishet Al Kesem Shet Rakish. Vim Kei Voi Yin Voi Yoyah Tocha Shlish Mishon. Vim Becho Mishon Yomad Beres Mishono. Voi Yoyah Tocha Zochon Beres Mishon. Vim Kei Vaser Shon. Vim Dechi Mishlad Becho Mishon Voi Yoyah Tocha Zochon Chamish Mishon. Vim Yoyah Tocha Shlish Mishon. Vim Ben Shish Mishon Yomai Voi Yom Zochon. Voi Yoyah Tocha Chamish Mishon. Vim Kei Vaser Shon. So there is a fixed amount as far as Erech is concerned. Don't move, so that has to be a praise. If he says, made from the light, so it has to be a praise. How much is worth as a never done Mutamashi? But if he says, Erech, pray the light, it doesn't have to be a praise. It doesn't matter how much his value would be if he were to be sold, were he to be sold as a never done Mutamashi. It doesn't mean anything, even if its value would be $100,000 as an Eretz Yisrael Mishul, but the Erech is determined according to his age. It's a fixed amount. So this is what this positive place called Chere Mashiach Odom, where you put it in Shimos, that if someone is Nima Dine La'avite, and another person would say, Erech Meini, the one of Nima Dine La'avite, all right, he doesn't have to pay anything. So the Ramban says, that's it, Rash. But in Mikro needs in the Pshute. So the Pshute Shom Mikro is something else. What is the Pshute Shom Mikro? The Pshute Shom Mikro is, now we find that we mentioned in Shmuel, Vayibdo Omes Yinosom Gloy Meis. So the people within me. But if the people, if the Israelites have not redeemed Yonosan, then Yonosan would have been executed. Why? Because he violated the Chirem, the Chola Melech imposed. Ishamitim, that was during the war, so he imposed a Chirem, that no one, so Chola Melech, the Melech Israel, he imposed a Chirem, that no one will become anything, and that day. So, what right did they have to execute? Is that how he said? I mean, where did such a chiyuv be said? So he says, the Pshutei Shel Mikro, so the Ramban says, the Pshutei Shel Mikro. כי מן הכוסוב זה יוצא להם הדין הזה שקורא רבי ישראל מסלב רמדינו ממן עד כל ישראל יש שיש להם רשוס ומשפוטו יחרימו עלי ימי לוחנו וכי יחרימו הרבונו העברו חיוב מיסה והוא שחיוב של אנשיו וישגירו ושל מינוסון של מיובים כל יסר ולקים בחיי איסי כמי סתום וסינוסון ומהיכו מסחי ואלו ניסה מן הגין חוץ מן הכוסף הזה וזה לא לתאוסי של מפתוח בביטי כי חושה כאשר חורה כאשר חירם לא מתנסרו אל חאו חור מקיים לאום מסנושי
So that was the toys, the great wonder that was committed by Yifno. So this pasuk implies that he in the Melech Yisroel is not Godot. Be my Mekol Yisroel. What my Mekol Yisroel means? My Mekol Yisroel means that it's the consent of Kol Yisroel. What is in Kol Yisroel? I suppose we say Hubik Yikule. If Kol Yisroel are masking, so then it's considered like my Mekol Yisroel. So Melech Yisroel is not Godot. Be my Mekol Yisroel. And if they impose a Echereb upon a certain act. And they say that anyone who behaves on this act will do this and that. And the Abayim will be there on this. So Michael Mise, so that is Chayim Mise. That is Chayim Mise. But that is only Shayach if it is applied against delinquent people, against Abayim. But Yiftoch just thought that he can just execute anyone just like that. Not even though he's not in a bar, that was the great blunder that Yiftoch committed. Masha'ike, Shaul did not commit a blunder. Because there they broke the chair, just as Hamigash broke the chair. But Hamigash is anyone who is able to chair, Hamigash is not a chayimis, only Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagodu, be minded called Yisroel. But Hamigash was not in Melech Yisroel and he was not Bez Nagodu either. He was in a Magor. So merely it is considered like a chirim imposed by the Tzibur. As long as it was despised by the Tzibur. Let's say vis-a-vis the Sfaradim, they were not Mikabe, so it's not considered a Chomei Tzibur. So, but he says, when the Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagod will impose as a chirim, and is machri, the Abayim who is even on the chirim, so then it's Mechuyemis. But if Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagod will remind me how Yisroel doesn't do it, just the Tzibur itself does it, so it's always an Abayim, the answer. But, he's not Chayim Nisi. So Yiftoch just committed a great blunder. He equated, he thought that he was in the Melech, he was a Shefet. So he thought that the Shefet is the right, you know, to be machir a person just like that. It's only when the Chayim is imposed upon the Abayim, the one who is able and amazing. Now, so Yiftoch was Mechuyev Nisi. He lost the Mechuyev Nisi because he was an Eiver on the Chirem of Shaul, and that was done, reminded Kol Yisroel with the Heskem of Chirem Yisroel. So, but this Chirem Nisi is distinguishable from other Chirem Nisi, because this Chirem Nisi is not the Chirem Nisi for a Mezareh, even though it involves an Averim. So, here, since the Chirem takes effect through Kol Yisroel, the mind of Kol Yisroel, so the melee, mind of Kol Yisroel had the authority to redeem. Vayimdo or Meshinoso Melomis. But if Kol Yisroel had not redeemed Yisroel, he would be Mechuyev Nisi. So then, and the Rambam discusses that in great detail in the Mishkan Acharei. And there he mentions the Pirkei Rabbezer, so in connection with Yom Shviot, so he says, Milamei Cha'achirem Yishmo V'yashmo Yichirem. V'yashmo Yichirem. So what does it mean, Chirem? What does it mean, Yishol HaMelech imposed the Chirem upon anyone that he shouldn't eat that day? That day. So what does it mean? It means that he was Mashbiya. So when we say Chirem, it means that he was Mashbiya. The Gemara says in Shmuel, oh, boy Shmuel, boy Klole, boy Shmuel, boy Nidu. So when someone says, oh, Ish, Sheyas is there, so it might mean Peter Asindu, and it might mean Peter Shmuel, in other words, Yamash Bihe, and it might mean just a Klole, like that.